Hey, everybody. Kevin Grossman, president of Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards. Welcome to 2021 and the new Candy Benchmark Research Program year. We've also got lots of events throughout the year and new programs as well, a new learning program as well as benchmark membership. And you can find all of this at thetalentboard.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Or if it was a candidate going through the interviewing process, they were having to front all the expenses of the interview, and then typically companies really struggle to reimburse candidates within, you know, even 4 to 6 weeks of the interview. So the goal was to build a platform that would allow an employee or a candidate to get money quickly, but also more importantly, learn about the destination that they'll eventually be working out of.
You're listening to the Candy Shop Talk podcast, brought to you by Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards Benchmark Research, and hosted by Kevin W. Grossman. Talent Board is the first nonprofit research organization focused on elevating and promoting a quality candidate experience. The Candy Shop Talk podcast welcomes Jeff Ellman, co-founder of UrbanBound, the smart software solution that helps companies manage, track, and administer employee relocation benefits, and a proud Candy sponsor. Listen in on how improving candidate experience impacts recruiting and the business bottom line. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me on the Candy Shop Talk podcast. Before we dive into the rest of the show, why don't you tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do today?
Well, Kevin, first off, I want to thank you for inviting me on the podcast. I have to share with you, before I answer your question, I just drove 18 hours from Florida to Chicago, and most of that drive was spent by listening to your podcast. So you kept me really engaged, and I love so many lessons I learned from some of your guests. So I'm really honored to be, you know, on the show today.
Well, I really appreciate that. I'm flattered, and I thank you very much for sharing that. Did you have any stops along the way? Or was it straight through?
No, I stopped. I had some kids in the car, but a few stops, but I probably went through 9 or 10 podcast episodes. So
well,
thank you.
I'm glad. Thanks for sharing that, Jeff. I appreciate you enjoying that. Now tell us about you.
Yeah. So who I am and what I do. So my name is Jeff Ellman. I'm the co-founder of two HR tech companies in the Chicagoland area. One is Hireology, which was just the 94th fastest growing private company in the country. And the other is UrbanBound. UrbanBound is the ultimate employee experience platform for both candidates and relocating employees. My background was in talent acquisition for about 15 years prior to starting these companies. I basically saw a very dangerous trend that relates back to the candidate experience, where I used to travel to college campuses and help companies recruit talent. And one of the things that really amazed me was that most companies, when it came to candidates or when it came to making an offer and having someone relocate, they just gave people money and wished them good luck with their, you know, with their move. Or if it was a candidate going through the interviewing process, they were having to front all the expenses of the interview. And then typically companies really struggled to reimburse candidates within, you know, even 4 to 6 weeks of the interview. So the goal was to build a platform that would allow an employee or a candidate to get money quickly, but also more importantly, learn about the destination that they'll eventually be working out of. So learning about neighborhoods, learning about schools, or how to find an apartment, how to move your household goods, you know, all the questions that either candidates or employees have when they're moving to a new area. And most companies really drop the ball at this point of the candidate experience.
You know, I have heard that before, Jeff, as it relates to that. And I think it is extremely important, because one of the things that we tout at the Talent Board and the Candies is that it's not about just the mainstream big picture kinds of experiences that candidates may or may not have. It's every single interaction that they have with a potential organization that they're interested in. It's not always about the professional hires and the management and senior management. It's, there's a whole swath of other folks may not necessarily fall into what you provide when I'm talking about hourly employees, but there's so many things that are part of the candidate experience. This is a really important part of one. I'm curious that after you said, you know, why you've launched UrbanBound, what is an example then of the kind of companies that you are partnering with and have been partnering with? And I'm going to add a little wrinkle to it, because I think it's important to talk about, is how did that change, if at all, with the impact of COVID?
Yeah, so COVID has definitely had a big impact on the business, but the types of companies that we're typically working with are companies that really value the candidate experience. They want to be innovative. They want to align with technology. And they want to make a great first impression. So I'll just give you a recent example. I was on the bike yesterday, so I'm going to think of Peloton. So Peloton is a client that, you know, in the past, employees were really on their own to try to figure out what it was like to move to a new area. They didn't know what suppliers to use. If they were interviewing for a job, it maybe took a long time to reimburse them for their expenses. You know, what hotel should I stay at? You know, where do I park my rental car during the interview? So our goal was to give them, the candidate or the employee, this proven process where you just simply follow these steps and no longer is relocating or no longer is interviewing a time of nervousness. It's actually a time of excitement. So that's what we specialize in doing, and we really pride ourselves on, you know, being the highest rated, you know, relocation company on the internet. And the whole candidate side of our business is rather new. We work with a large number of talent acquisition leaders who look at our relocation platform, and the number one piece of feedback I heard was, this is fantastic for our employees who are relocating, but we have a bigger problem. We need to get candidates to say yes to the job before we can even relocate them to the new destination. Can you repurpose your relocation technology in the world of a candidate? And since we've done that, you know, it's been so exciting because this is really an untapped market, an itch that had to be scratched.
Because we have to think about the fact that there are still industries and companies, big and small, that have fared much better than others over the past year and are still growing and are still hiring and potentially for, you know, those, that level of professional hire, still relocating individuals. I mean, that's still happening. And it's important because it's stressful enough to just go through any level of a job search and the interview strategies and having to combine now too, from the past year, to the virtualization of it all. But so to have something to help me, I mean, the joke has been for a long time that individuals that you're recruiting and hiring for your organizations, that even if they have a really good candidate experience, unfortunately, what happens is that, you know, they come on board and then they're parachuted, quote unquote, into the jungle to figure things out for themselves, even once they start. But I would argue that companies that invest in this kind of technology that you provide for their potential hires and the ones they do definitely want to bring on board really helps, I think, with retention out of the gate. Would you agree?
Absolutely. So workforce attraction and workforce retention is something that I talk about often. You just gave that analogy of the parachute landing in the jungle.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be that way. So one of the things that I found over the years is that we can predict the types of questions that a candidate or employee is going to have when they're interviewing at a company or when they're looking to move to a new area. So why not proactively put those answers to those questions in front of the candidate early on in the process? So I'll just give you an example. We've got this feature, it's called Coworker Insights. It's all anonymized data of your future coworkers. So if you're going to move to Austin, Texas and work for Indeed, I can see where my coworkers live, how they commute to work, what gym they recommend, what daycare they recommend for children. These are questions people have, and they usually get the answers, but they get them after they show up to work and they meet their coworkers and they say, oh gosh, Kevin, I wish I knew that when I first, you know, relocated to Austin. I would have lived in X, Y, and Z neighborhood and I would have gone, had my children enroll in this school, and now I'm having a poor experience, and that could lead to turnover because they made some poor decisions early on. So getting ahead of the questions with being proactive also helps the recruiter. So what I find is that recruiters are really great at selling their company, as they should be, but they're really bad at selling everything outside the walls of the office. They don't even want to give their opinion because they don't want to get stuck in a pickle. But that's where software can come into play. Like, give your candidates or employees one platform to go to learn about everything they need to know about inside the walls of the office and outside the walls of the office.
That's super important what you just shared, because what we see in the Candy data, especially the past few years, is that the more information that's conveyed to a candidate at the point of onboarding prior to start date, not after, but prior to it. And that includes getting to know other potential team members, learning more about the organization. Again, after hired, but before start, that their overall great experience goes up well over 70%. And that's a huge jump. Now, there's other variables, of course, that are always impacting candidate experience and that we can't control for all those. But we do know that when that investment is made, that, again, just talking about a retention starter out of the gate, you know, a lot of organizations struggle with retaining. We're constantly having to re-recruit to retain anyway, once somebody is working for you. How do we keep them engaged? I mean, that's a whole other conversation, but I think that is, again, super underscore. I always have this thing on the socials now where I have like hashtag super something. That's a super underscore, Jeff, right there.
I like that underscore. And you're making me think of I had a conversation yesterday with a talent acquisition leader, and she shared with me that last year they hired 250 people, 70 dropped out and never showed up to work. And the question I have is, when did they realize this candidate was going to drop out? And it was really late in the process, and they didn't even have enough time to backfill those positions because so many recruiters are so worried about filling the next seat, they're not even engaging someone after they've accepted the job. They're expecting them to show up to work on their start date. So once again, this is where technology can come into play, where it can give you detailed analysis and reporting that says, you know, red flag, you know, Kevin never researched neighborhoods where he was thinking about moving to, or Kevin never signed his digital repayment agreement on the funds. We might want to look into, is Kevin actually showing up to work his first day? So you as a recruiter can backfill that job. And there's just so many pieces of software out there, not just at my company, but elsewhere, that can help engage the candidate after they've accepted and ensure they show up to work on day one ready to work.
That's really important. And by the way, I would argue that another big part of this equation prior to start date is also the engagement of the hiring manager as well for some of these positions. So is that something else that, because the recruiter, I mean, they're helping to get that person to that stage to accept the offer, they're coordinating with the hiring manager. But, you know, still a much lower percentage than what we'd like to see of the hiring manager engaging their new hires prior to their starting is actually still only between 30 and 40%, which is super low. I mean, I would think that these are people that you're going to work for you. Why aren't you contacting them? Why aren't you talking to them? But I don't know if that's something that you also touch on with the platform or not with the hiring manager. Is that true?
We do. We push the data to the hiring manager right, so they know what conversations to have. Like I can call you and say, Kevin, I'm really happy. I saw that you booked your house of goods and you're arriving in Austin next week. It's just a great conversation. Or Kevin, I see you haven't taken action A, B, and C. How can I help you? What's going on? So that's really important.
It is really, it is especially important because that is a part of this triad, right? And then I can't coin the phrase, but somebody that I heard a couple of years ago that called it the love triangle between recruiters, hiring managers, and final candidates. And it, in a way, that's the case. And it's important that all of them, both of them, recruiter and hiring manager, are engaged with their new hires prior to start date. That again really does help with getting somebody feeling comfortable, assimilated, and especially if they are obviously relocating into a new community. And that's super important. Can you share the kind of getting a little more granular into, you gave one example from Peloton, but what other kinds of reporting? Like I'm organization X and I'm the TA leader, HR leader, whoever. I'm looking at, what is it that I'm going to learn? What kinds of reporting am I getting from
the
Urban Bound platform?
Yeah. So I might want to know where are our candidates, you know, from, what geographies? We want to know where they're spending their money. We want to know what hotel they're staying at, what car rental company they're using, what providers they're using across the board. And ultimately what ends up happening is you can measure the success of each experience to ensure that, okay, these are the best realtors in the area here in Memphis for St. Jude. Therefore, we're going to recommend all future physicians work with these realtors. So there's a lot of data that will tell you these are the best of the best. Therefore, we're going to point you in this direction to have a successful transition. Or you know what, this supplier consistently has, you know, low reviews from some candidates or for some employees. Maybe you want to take them out of the entire, you know, portal to begin with. So there's a lot of intelligence there. There's also a lot of intelligence on where the candidate or employee is at in the process of their plan. Have they received their funds yet? Have they signed their digital repayment agreement? Have they checked out schools in the area if they have children? If they have, that's a good sign that they're showing up to work.
Right.
Have they found a place to live? So all that information is just kind of check the box that this is going to be a successful transition that hopefully we took off the plate of the HR team.
Can they set up alerts though to be notified or is that something they just check on regularly? Are they notified of like, hey, listen, somebody's not doing these things? That could be a red flag that they may be pulling out. Does the platform alert the HR folks that way too?
It does. So there's real-time reporting. You can put in your email address. You can say, I want an alert every Monday morning at 9 a.m. They'll show you all the candidates in process and what's going on with them.
That's really important. And the fact of the matter is, we already touched on a little bit as well about how you are serving the candidates more, making it easier for them to manage this process of starting a new job, relocating somewhere, getting immersed in whatever community they're going to at the end of the day. What about do you ask the candidates for any feedback in the system? Is that something that an employer can do, like tell us about how the service has helped you?
We do. So that's a key component to having a great piece of software, is that there's that loop of constant communication and data analytics. So like one thing that I'm always proud of, and my wife laughs at me about this because I stare at this all the time on Google, but you know, we're the highest rated company on the internet. We have a 4.7 star rating out of 5. And this is a really stressful time in people's life. So how do we make it better? And how do we tie data to it? So we're tracking their communications with every single supplier along the way to make sure that it's going well. And if it is going well, recruiters are made aware of it so that they can consistently rinse and repeat that same process.
That's important. So you're not just gaming the Googles then, right?
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah.
No, I know. I know. I think that's great. I actually did not know that. So that's super exciting. Yeah. So Jeff, what's coming? I mean, I think the good news for a lot of organizations across industries, especially those that have ailed more than others around the world for that matter. I mean, there's a lot more light now coming at the end of this tunnel that we've been in, unfortunately. And I think there's a lot, there's now a buzz. Hiring's going to start, if it hasn't already, in some pockets, increasing again. Maybe we get schools back open and women who've fled the workforce can go back. I mean, there's just so many things that we hope will happen. So what are you looking forward to this year? And what are you planning? And is there any kind of something top secret that you can share with us? I promise I won't tell anybody about what's coming with your system that you're excited about. So kind of a two-part question. What are you excited about not only in the world of work and hiring and recruiting, but and what about your platform?
Yeah, what I'm really excited about was I feel like 2020, there were so many HR thought leaders who kind of took a step back and like came up with a playbook going forward. Now they had a chance to actually like work in the business and not just like always being, you know, 40,000 feet up and really hard to get in the weeds. I think a lot of HR leaders got in the weeds and looked for ways to improve.
Yeah.
And the constant theme was, okay, let's improve by using software. There's this digital acceleration because of COVID is really pronounced. And you know, I've seen it in my business where we had a really strong Q4 and now Q1 is extremely strong because companies say, okay, yeah, how can we innovate? How can we improve this experience? Can we do it for less money and can it scale? Because we're going to be in a different world going forward. And the answer is, you know, yes. So I'm really excited that, you know, like when Netflix first came out, they were ahead of their time. They had, you know, mail everyone the DVDs in the mail, and then you couldn't download movies on your TV. Now you can, and they've caught, the market has caught up to what Netflix was building. The market has now caught up to what Urban's been talking about for the last 5 years, which is, you know, automate as much as possible for the candidate and for the relocated employee and for HR leaders, and you're going to improve the experience and drive down costs. So that's happening. Now the wind's at the back of my company within the industry. And I'm excited about, for us specifically, you know, we've grown internationally as you know, the majority of our clients have opened up offices globally. We're you know, doing more integrations with applicant tracking systems to make it even easier to invite a candidate or an employee and really honing in on more reporting and analytics that make HR leaders, you know, more powerful within their organization to make an impact.
That's very exciting, Jeff. I'm glad that's uplifting and exciting, not only for you, but just it just feels like we just need to hear more of this. You know, we want everybody to get back on the road of growth and success. And I'm super excited to hear about that and to hear, you know, what's going to happen next with, again, as more organizations that have had to lock down begin to open up even further. But it's great to hear that you had a great Q4 too. So that's super exciting. One of the things that I like to ask all of my guests is we talk about work all the time. We're always working, Jeff. It's always about work. And that's important because that's, you know, that's what we do. We love what we do. You love what you do. I love what I do. What else does Jeff love to do besides work?
That's a great question. So first of all, my number one priority is always my family. So I've got two boys, you know, 8 and 6. And when I'm not working, I'm trying to coach them in sports. And I'm trying to spend as much time with them and my wife as possible. But top of mind right now, something I love doing, I feel like, because I mentioned I just drove back from Florida, I feel like I'm almost in my 80s now because I was watching Golden Girls, playing pickleball, playing golf. So I've developed some new hobbies and I'm in my mid-40s that I'm looking forward to. So playing sports, getting outside, being active, meeting new people. And I just love learning, which is why I mentioned your podcast is an opportunity for me to learn from thought leaders. And the more and more I can do that, I think the more effective I am in my job and in my life.
Oh, you know, I appreciate that because I'm a lifelong learner myself. We're always learning. And it is important to continually stretch ourselves and take in new perspectives. And it's really, really important. I've got two girls, 10 and 12, and we're a very tight family unit as well and do a lot of things together. And they're definitely the first priority at the end of the day. But I, you know what? I loved the Golden Girls and I remember The DVDs by mail, my friend. So quite well. But no, it's exciting, Jeff. I totally appreciate you taking the time to be on the Candy Shop Talk podcast and for me to learn more and the listeners to learn more about Urban Bound and the work that you're doing. And again, I think that we have a lot of positive things to come in 2021 and beyond. So thank you again for being on the show.
Kevin, thank you for the opportunity. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Candy Shop Talk podcast. For more information about Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and benchmark research, visit www.thetalentboard.org.